But what we definitely have time for is to talk a little bit about what we're doing this week with NAIDOC. Rudy Brammer, how are you?
Oh, so good to be here.
Very excited to have you in.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for the curated list of very, very cool stories that you've got sorted for us.
Yeah. Look, so tomorrow we'll be talking to, you. You'll be talking to Jessie Lloyd, who is a fantastic Aboriginal musician who's been collecting mission songs from around the country. And she's also going to be performing tomorrow night at the state, not the courthouse, the library.
Oh, the state library.
State library, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So Jessie will be coming in.
Now, I got to confess, I don't know what a mission song is.
Yeah, I have to admit it's an odd kind of concept. So it's not religious songs. It's protest songs that the Aboriginal people who were living on missions here in Australia used to sing when they weren't allowed to sing in their own languages and they weren't allowed to speak their own languages anymore. Much like slave songs of the US.
This is amazing.
Here in Australia we had mission songs.
Why have I never heard of this? This is incredible.
Well, to be honest, I mean, like, my own mum grew up on a mission and I didn't know that this was a thing that existed. So Jessie's done a lot of work where she's started to collect these songs from all across the country. So she's got this amazing collection and I'm pretty sure no one else has done this before.
Yeah, no, certainly never heard of it and I can't wait to speak to her tomorrow. That's going to be incredible.
You'll also be talking to Shane Williams, who is the CEO of Tribal Warrior here in Sydney. So that's a cruise ship that runs in Sydney Harbour. And Shane does quite a lot of work in terms of mentoring in the community and building all these different programs. And then, of course, he runs these cultural tours around the harbour, which are pretty cool.
Yeah, wow.
And, the other one that I'm so excited for. Clayton Donovan, who is an Aboriginal chef, he's gonna talk to you about some bush tucker and
Pretty excited about that too. I do love bush tucker when you can find it anywhere on menus. I'm pretty excited to chat about it.
Yeah, so it's really cool because we're thinking about, you know, this year NAIDOC's theme is Songlines, the Narrative of Our Nation, and sort of thinking about, okay, well, what sort of elements can 2SER sort of look at to just kind of do a bit of a map of Aboriginal culture and history. Yeah.
I'm pretty excited. Now, look, for those of us, perhaps like me, who should know a lot more about the significance of NAIDOC Week than we do, just give us a brief rundown on what it's all about.
Well, so originally it started out in 1938 as the Day of Mourning, and it was actually held on the 26th of January. So it has its roots in protest. In acknowledging that Aboriginal land was never ceded, that there's been quite a lot of hurt and quite a lot of, that the history of Australia is pretty...
Pretty brutal.
Brutal, yeah, that's a good word.
Yeah, horrifyingly so.
And then there was a bit of a shift... after a while to maybe take it off the 26th and put it at the beginning of July as a way of starting to maybe shift the focus a little bit and also talk about our continued strength as a culture and our survival and celebrate what we do have. And so it's got this kind of mix of protest and celebration all kind of coming together, which is really important to continue to talk about. So we've got a whole week
of fantastic stuff.
So that's the other positive about shifting it off that 26th of January and into a different time. It means that we're not condensed into one day. We can talk about, well, really we're talking about things all the time, but
talking about stuff
but we can make
publicly
a dedicated focus for an entire week.
That is amazing. Look, thank you so much for organising this for breakfast. I'm really excited to be doing all of it. If people just want general information on NAIDOC, is there a website they can get to?
There is. It's NAIDOC, NAIDOC.org.au.